For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill at Farm Fest 2018 edition, our third and final day. We check in with Farm Bureau as Amber Hansen-Glazer joining us. Amber, it's been a busy few days. You had a chance to partake in one of the forums kind of surrounding water. Give us an overview of some of the topics and discussion.
Water quality is such a big issue here in Minnesota, and I think nobody cares more about that issue than Minnesota farmers and ranchers. So it was a really good opportunity to talk about those issues that our farmers are concerned about. We heard a lot about Waters of the U.S. rule, which we've talked about for more than 6 years now. My first Farm Fest, that was my first interview question, was on Waters of the U.S., so it's always good to keep talking about that. We're actually making progress on that towards repealing and replacing, so that's been good to see. We also talked a lot about the proposed nitrogen rule, which has a lot of farmers just concerned with what that's going to look like when it's all said and done, what this comment process looks like through the administrative law judge, and how this is all going to shake out in the end, really. We also heard a lot of concerns from members in the audience of just how the agencies are willing to work with farmers and what that relationship looks like moving forward. I think there's just a lot of, not distrust, but a lot of just uneasiness sometimes when we work through the regulatory process.
I know just here in Minnesota, this last session kind of really fed that whole idea of mistrust and not working together, so it's going to be interesting how we can bounce back from that.
Exactly. This last session, we saw a lot of that divisiveness with some of the rulemaking. We saw the Bowser administrative penalty order rule come proposed and then taken off the table, and that really had a lot of people upset. So I think that distrust just builds up over time when you have one thing after another. Elections are coming up, and I think that's going to make a big difference moving forward. Who are the agencies going to look like in January, and what are the elected officials going to look like come January? So I think we'll take the next few weeks and months and look at what things are going to look like next session and see where we can go from there.
You mentioned WOTUS. How does it all work together with EPA, a new leader in that role? Are we going to see this keep moving in the right direction, or is there still a little gray area or uncertainty yet?
I believe so. I think EPA has a little uncertainty right now with the top of the agency with an interim director right now. But I think the administration has made this a big issue during their administration since they've been in office, which is really good to see. I think their main objective is working with states, working with stakeholders, working with the local governments on making sure we end up with a rule that actually makes sense, that has stakeholder involvement, which is what we wanted from the beginning. We want clarity. We want certainty. And we didn't have that in the rule from 2015. So really looking forward to working to repeal that and then working to rewrite it as well so that we can get the things we need out of the proposed rule.
I know this year's Farm Fest, very politician heavy this year with an election and such coming up, but they were all addressing that question too, and it seems like there's a general theme of we need to get back to have maybe farmers or ag leaders in place of making such decisions and regulations and rules too. So
exactly. This year was very politician heavy. I think I've been coming to Farm Fest for more than 12 years now, and I'm a political nerd, self-confessed, and everybody was here this year. So hearing people talk about the ag issues, especially when it surrounds the regulatory, the certainty, just having some common sense in legislation, it's been really good to hear. We still have to hear from the senator panel yet this morning, but hearing from all the governor's candidates, the congressional folks, it's been really good to hear them talk about ag issues and make sure we're front and center on everybody's minds right now.
And finally, your connections with Washington, D.C., what are you hearing with the Farm Bill? Are we getting closer? I know you hear some rumblings that the Senate version is really kind of gaining some strength, even though I know we're in that time here we have to, I guess, conference together and try and blend both of them together.
Exactly. We're officially in conference committee. The Senate voted right before they headed back to the states to move into conference committee and appointed their conferees. The House has a whole lot more conferees than the Senate does, but I'm excited for everybody to sit down and get it done. We have till September 30th until the current Farm Bill expires, and I think we'll have something at least close to being done by that point. I think a lot of it is pretty easy to work through. There's some pretty minor differences between the two bills, but there are a lot of areas that are the more sticking points, looking at the conservation title and then looking at the SNAP program as well. That's the biggest difference. So I think getting people talking, getting this officially underway was a huge step, and we're excited to get this thing done.
Amber Hansen-Glazer joining us here with Farm Fest coverage here on Chasm Radio. Our coverage continues for the rest of this week. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill.